Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage. Class of 2022 includes one inductee, Brian Dennison, and we get a chance to visit with Mercer County High School 2016 graduate, Spencer Wood, a three-year quarterback for the Golden Eagles. So he interacted a lot with the offensive coordinator, Brian Dennison. So, Spencer, good to visit with you. What was your relationship like with Coach Dennison?
Coach Dennison, to me, first and foremost, you know, he was a mentor. He was a coach. As it started off, you know, he was pretty hard on me, getting me ready to go to be, you know, the high standard of quarterback that Mercer County expects. But over the 3-4 years that I got to know Brian, we became friends, and, you know, he was someone I could talk to. You know, a father figure at school for me that, you know, started as, you know, I'd come in, we'd talk football, we'd talk about the game coming up. But as the years went on, you know, I could just pop into his office and talk about life and talk about what was going on and, you know, life after high school and just kind of whatever I needed to talk about, I needed someone's ear. And, he was a really, good guy, good coach, good friend.
Yeah, and the one thing that I always appreciated, I loved his emotions. And that could be where, you know, he would be mad about something or angry, or he would be excited about something. And that his wit and his humor was legendary, I was told, when he would break down film sessions or just some of the things he would say on the sideline. And I'm sure maybe sometimes you felt the brunt of that, right?
Oh, yeah, very emotional guy. From the outside looking in, some people probably thought he was hard on us and one of those coaches that had no problem screaming at you. But everyone in that circle, in that inner circle on the football team knew he was yelling at you and he was hard on you because he cared. And, you know, he knew our potential better than we knew our own potential. And he was hard on us because he wanted us to be able to reach that potential. And, you know, like I said, from the outside looking in, sometimes he probably looked like he was a hard guy, but in reality, you know, there was just as many moments where he was laughing with you and he was joking with you,
yep,
as there was him being hard on you, you know, and that's what it takes to be a good football player. And he knew that.
Yeah. And just, you know, being quarterback and him being offensive coordinator, you know, can you talk about, you know, game plan, preparation, conversations as it relates to that, because, you know, quarterback and offensive coordinator have to have, you know, really an open line or open form of communication. What was that like?
Yeah, out of everybody on the football team, you know, the quarterback probably spends the most time every year with Brian, and they're, you know, multiple times during the week leading up to a game, we'd ditch practice and we'd go inside and we'd watch film, just me and him, and you know, those are conversations that I hold dearly now, you know, it was pretty special to be able to spend that time with him. And he always made sure if there was going to be someone prepared for the game, it was going to be the quarterback, and he made sure that happened.
All right. So I think about, you know, some of the games that have been played, and, you know, one of the most exciting games in recent memories is when you were a sophomore in the playoffs against Rock Ridge, a wild finish that the you know, Golden Eagles hang on and are able to come back and win. And, you know, so from being just a sophomore at that age and getting that experience and working with Brian, that had to be probably one of the top moments in terms of kind of like the on-field experience with him. What was that like that day, you think?
High intensity, you know, going into the game, you know, you could hardly ever tell if Brian was nervous or excited for a game leading up to it. But I remember that game feeling different, walking out on the field and all those people, and you could see in his eyes that he wanted it. And as the game goes on, it just got more and more intense. And I remember after the final buzzer rang, running up and giving Brian a big old bear hug. And I remember that was really the first time in my career there that sort of emotion came out of him. And it was pretty special. And actually, maybe in 2018 or 2019, WRMJ played that game as a classic. And I remember Brian calling me up that night, you know, years afterwards, and just chatting about it, and said he'd watched it so many times, but he never actually heard it. And you know, I sat there in the parked car at Augustana College, and we chatted about how special that game was and all the emotions, and pretty special that years later it still meant that much to him as it meant to me.
Man, that's a great story. Wow. That is a great story, Spencer. Well, that also almost makes me tear up when I think about that. And then, you know, when you get done playing, you know, high school football, well, you're not going to play anymore. And I remember, you know, your last game would have been on the road against Bishop McNamara in Kankakee. And it's always tough to realize when, like, a season is over or a high school career ends. And I'm sure even though you know, let's face it, you had probably many bruises physically on your body, you know, after playing that game with how they hit. But then kind of you're probably even more bruised emotionally because you know it's over. You know, you're not going to play high school football anymore. Did you know, was there a conversation that day with Coach Dennison where, you know, maybe that kind of sunk in that, hey, my high school career is over and I need to hear something from the coach, or he said this to me. I mean, was there something like that shared that day with you?
I remember after that game, just, you know, a big hug, and he told me how proud he was of me and that, you know, the toughness that it took that year to keep playing quarterback for that team was something that he admired out of me, and that he enjoyed coaching me. And, you know, words like that mean a lot, and meant a lot then. And looking back on it, they mean even more now. And Brian was one of those coaches, figures in my life that past football, past high school, you know, we probably texted or talked on the phone at least, you know, a couple times a month, all the way up until he unfortunately passed away. And so he's one of those figures that, you know, encouraging words from him always meant a lot to me. And he was someone I'd call up for a reference on a job interview, you know, all the way up to my recent position I have now. And that's, you know, 5-6 years after I've been out of high school. So.
Wow. Yeah. This is some great stuff here. Spencer Wood again, 2016, graduate of Mercer County High School, talking about, Brian Dennison. And you mentioned, you know, getting those phone calls or those texts, and I was sharing with Jacob Dennison, we spoke with him. You know, that's the one thing that I really miss about Coach Dennison, and I still have the threads on my phone, you know, like the randomness of the text that you would get from him, but they usually would be spot on about something. It could be a random subject, but he'd text you, and it'd always bring a chuckle to your, you know, that'd be your reaction or your smile. And that's what I really miss about him, you know, that type of stuff. And I know, you know, being a former quarterback for him and having a close relationship like that, I can tell that you miss that too.
Oh yeah. I mean, that was the first thing I did when I heard the news was I popped open my phone and I went to my text messages and just scrolled through and read all the things that Brian would text me and smiled and laughed and cried. And that was it's still something I do, you know, when you think of them, pop open a message and you read exactly what you said, something random but spot on, and makes you smile and makes you laugh. And he was always doing that.
All right. Well, great to visit with Spencer Wood. He played quarterback for Brian Dennison, again, a graduate of 2016. Spencer, thanks for helping us out today. Greatly appreciate it.
No problem, Jim.
Honoring Brian Dennison, class of 2022, Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. More coming up on WMJ and WMJ.com.